The 104th plenary meeting of the General Assembly is called to order. The General Assembly will resume its consideration of sub-item A of agenda item 63, entitled New Partnership for Africa's Development, Progress in Implementation and International Support to Take Action and International Support to take action on draft resolution issued as document A/68/L40, revision 1. Members will recall that the General Assembly considered, in a joint debate, agenda item 63 and its sub-items A and B, and agenda item 13 at its 36th and 37th plenary meetings on 25th October 2013. And I'll give the floor to the distinguished representative of the plurinational state of Bolivia, speaking on behalf of the Group of 77 in China, to introduce draft resolution A/68/L41, revision 1.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you for giving the floor. Good afternoon, everyone. I have the honor to introduce, on behalf of the Group of 77 and China, the draft resolution entitled New Partnership for Africa's Development, Progress in Implementation and International Support, contained in document A/68/L.41/Rev.1 under agenda item 63, sub-item A. The Group of 77 and China would like to express its appreciation to all delegations for their constructive deliberations on and contributions for the draft resolution. The draft resolution presented today reaffirms the support of the international community for the implementation of the African Union's New Partnership for Africa's Development, NEPAD, and recognizes the progress in its implementation. It also welcomes the commitment of the African leaders to Africa's political, social, and economic integration agenda and to the ideal of Pan-Africanism and African Renaissance, as reaffirmed in solemn declaration adopted in May 2013 on the occasion of the 50th anniversary of the Organization of African Unity, African Union. The draft resolution also welcomes to progress in the development of the African Union Agenda 2063 as a strategic vision and action plan for ensuring a positive socioeconomic transformation in Africa within the next 50 years, particularly through regional integration, industrialization, diversification of the economy, and job creation. With regards to the topic of governance, the draft resolution welcomes the commendable progress that has been achieved in implementing the African peer review mechanism, in particular the completion of the peer review process in 17 countries, and welcomes the progress in implementing the national programs of action resulting from those reviews. The draft resolution also recognizes and welcomes the sustained efforts of African countries in mainstreaming a gender perspective and the empowerment of women in the implementation of new partnership. The progress made thus far by Africa must continue to be supported by developed countries. In that regard, the draft resolution expresses concern at Africa's disproportionately low share in the volume of international trade, which stands at approximately 3%, also expresses concern that official development assistance to Africa fell in 2013, and further expresses concern at the increased debt burden of some African countries. In this context, the draft resolution presented today calls for the fulfillment of the all official development assistance commitments, including the commitments to allocate 0.7% of gross national income to ODA. Finally, Africa's efforts to eradicate poverty and hunger, create jobs, and ensure sustainable development must be completed by sustained support from developed partners. In that vein, the draft resolution urges the international community to give due attention to the priorities identified in the context of NEPAD in the formulation of the post-2015 development agenda. I thank you, President.
I thank the representative of the Peruvian National State of Bolivia for her statement. The Assembly will now take a decision on draft resolution A/68/L41, revision 1, entitled New Partnership for Africa's Development, Progress in Implementation and International Support. And I'll give the floor to the representative of the Secretariat.
I should like to announce that since the submission of the draft resolution, and in addition to those delegations listed on the L document, the following countries have also become co-sponsors of A/68/L41/Rev1: Austria, Estonia, France, Hungary, Ireland, Italy, Luxembourg, Montenegro, Norway, Poland, Portugal, Slovenia, and Turkey. Thank you, Mr. President.
May I take it that the Assembly decides to adopt draft resolution A/68/L41, revision 1? It is so decided. May I take it that it is the wish of the General Assembly to conclude its consideration of sub-item A of agenda item 63 and agenda item 63 as a whole? It is so decided. The representative of Kenya.
Microphone for Kenya, please.
Yes, thank you very much, Mr. President, for giving me the opportunity to make this short statement. Yes, I was the facilitator of this resolution, and I raised the flag before the decision was taken because I wanted to make some small oral amendment on one specific paragraph. So without further ado, please, if you would allow me to make a short statement, then I would suggest where the amendment is going to be made in line with that. At the outset, I thank you, Mr. President, for convening this meeting for the adoption of this very important NEPAD resolution. Similarly, I thank you for giving me this opportunity on my capacity as the facilitator of the resolution to deliver this statement. Mr. President, the core mandate of NEPAD is to facilitate and coordinate the implementation of regional and continental priority programs and projects and to push for partnerships, resource mobilization, research, and knowledge management. This is a mandate that all African states take very seriously and for which they seek support of all development partners towards its full realization. Accordingly, NEPAD resolution has always been negotiated and adopted by the General Assembly by consensus. I am happy that the same procedure has been taken in this regard today. As facilitator of this resolution, I take this opportunity to thank all the delegations for their constructiveness and flexibilities during the entire negotiation process. I am particularly grateful to all of you for giving me the delicate compromise that has been reached in this resolution. Mr. President, turning to operative paragraph 39, I wish to state that this has been the most difficult paragraph to resolve, irrespective of the fact that it is an agreed language borrowed in its entirety from previous and current trade resolutions adopted by the General Assembly. It did bring into sharp focus some issues currently being deliberated in the context of World Trade Organization negotiations in Geneva. For close to a month, a compromise seemed almost elusive on this paragraph. We eventually reached the conclusion that OP39 must neither divide us nor scuttle our collective efforts, since our core focus remains the full and effective support of the implementation of NEPAD programs and projects. Consequently, I wish to make an oral amendment on OP39 of this text to stop after the word negotiations. And I read, OP39 reads, notes the progress made at the 9th Ministerial Conference of the World Trade Organization held in Bali, Indonesia, from 3rd to 7th December 2013, and looks forward to the timely implementation of the Bali package, including trade facilitation agreement, and calls for a balanced, ambitious, comprehensive and development-oriented outcome of the Doha Development Agenda multilateral trade negotiations. The full stop should be made there. But the entire paragraph read, in keeping with the development date of the Doha Ministerial Declaration, the decision of 1st of August 2004 of the General Council of the World Trade Organization, and the Hong Kong Ministerial Declaration adopted by the World Trade Organization in 2005. I wish to state that this resolution, the way I read it, is an agreed language in the context of the GEA resolutions of the previous and the current. But because we wanted to seek an agreement, we request the oral amendment to stop at negotiations. I also wish to clarify that this is the agreed win-win resolutions for all. In this connection, I also add that this consensus on OP39 was reached on the understanding that the paragraph, as it stands with the oral amendment I have just read, shall neither be used to prejudice future negotiations in the context of World Trade Organization, nor resolutions on trade negotiated and adopted by the General Assembly. In other words, the amendment is NEPAD-specific and does not constitute precedent for the resolutions for future agreements. In conclusion, Mr. President, I wish to share with all of us a Swahili proverb of wisdom. It goes, Asiye nijua haifai nimjue, which means, it is useless for me to recognize a person who does not recognize me. I thank all delegations for recognizing the red lines of each other and for adjusting accordingly, in particular on this paragraph. I also thank you all for the trust bestowed on me as the facilitator of the resolution and for the support rendered for its successful conclusion and adoption. I thank you.
I thank the representative of Kenya for his statement. And let me say this. The representative of Kenya is acutely aware of the procedures here within the General Assembly and its various committees. And I would have thought that if there was an amendment, particularly along the lines that you have suggested, that A, that amendment would have been brought to the attention of the Secretariat ahead of our meeting, and B, either myself or the Secretariat would have been alerted ahead of the fact that prior to the adoption, it would be your desire to make an intervention and call for an oral amendment of OP39 in this specific case. So, let me put this to the membership. We have just heard from the representative of Kenya speaking in his capacity as the facilitator of a resolution which we adopted on amended. So my first question to you, the membership, are there any objections to us revisiting the specific paragraph OP39A and B, amending it as proposed by Kenya? There appears to be no objections. So could I invite Kenya to formally submit the text to the Secretariat, and then let me formally put back to you, the membership, the draft resolution A/68/L41, revision 1 as amended. That appears to be the case. It is so decided for a second time. May I again take it that it is the wish of the General Assembly to conclude its consideration of sub-item A of agenda item 63 and agenda item 63 as a whole? It is so decided. I shall now invite the attention of the General Assembly to draft resolution A/68/L54, circulated on the agenda item 16, entitled Information and Communication Technologies for Development. Before proceeding further, I should like to inform members that consideration of draft resolution A/68/L54, entitled Modalities for the overall review by the General Assembly of the implementation of the outcomes of the World Summit on the Information Society, submitted on the agenda item 16, Information and Communication Technologies for Development, is postponed to a later date to be announced. The document will be reissued for technical reasons. The General Assembly will now turn to sub-item C of agenda item 115 on the election of the Executive Director of the United Nations Human Settlements Program. In this connection, the Assembly has before it a note by our Secretary General, circulated in document A/68/915. Members will recall that by its decision 64/428 of 25th August 2010, the General Assembly, on the proposal of the Secretary General, elected Mr. Juan Close as Executive Director of the United Nations Human Settlements Program for a term of office of 4 years, beginning 18th October 2010 and ending on 17th October 2014. In accordance with Resolution 56/206 of 21st December 2001, the Secretary General nominates Mr. Close from Spain for re-election by the Assembly as Executive Director of the United Nations Human Settlements Program for a term of office beginning on 18th October 2014 and ending on 31st December 2017. Accordingly, may I take it that the General Assembly wishes to re-elect Mr. Juan Close as Executive Director of the United Nations Human Settlements Program for a term of office beginning on 18th October 2014 and ending on 31st December 2017. It is so decided. May I take it that it is the wish of the General Assembly to conclude its consideration of sub-item C of agenda item, sub-item E, sorry, of agenda item 115. Permanent representative of Libya.
Thank you, Mr. President. Excellency, ladies and gentlemen, I have the honor to make this statement on behalf of the African group. At the outset, the group thanks you for convening this important meeting in order to take action on this important agenda item before us. Mr. President, the group reaffirms its continued support to the United Nations Human Settlement Program, also known as UN Habitat. In this regard, the group takes note of the appointment of Dr. Jos Kloss for a second term as the executive director of the program. The group also reiterates the important mandate vested in the organization and need for it to fully and effectively execute that mandate. That mandate will even be more relevant in future, given the ever-growing global population and the challenges this will pose in both rural and urban areas of the world. For that matter, the group remains keen on strengthening the program in the context of Habitat 3 conference to be convened in 2016. This is critically important for all member states, given that urbanization has become a global priority with both benefits and challenges. The organization will therefore have to be strengthened if it has to help member states respond sufficiently to the challenges of a human settlements and urbanization in the 21st century. Because of this, Mr. President, and mindful of some advantages that could be derived from exercises of the incumbency, the group has therefore decided to accept the reappointment of the current executive director. However, this is not to say that we are fully satisfied with the current performance and governance of the organization. We have serious concerns and wish to point them out for consideration and appropriate solutions as a matter of urgency. The first concern regards expansion of UN Habitat programmatic footprint. Mr. President, the group notes with deep concern the shrinking programmatic footprint of UN Habitat. We say this because until now, some programs supported by Habitat in African countries have since been discontinued under the current management. This is clearly unacceptable, as the relevance of the programmatic activities of the organization are mainly in the developing world, where challenges of a human settlement and urbanization continue to increase. In similar vein, we are concerned with opening and or relocation of some Habitat offices, in particular to European cities. While we may not challenge the intent, as UN Habitat was created to help with capacity building in all states, the group disagree with the unilateral approach that has been taken by the management in this regard. Mr. President, we say this because relocation and or opening of new offices have program budget implications which impinge on day-to-day management, governance, and utilization of available financial resources. Needless to say, such initiatives should never be done in a manner that undermines the core headquarters functions of the organization in Nairobi. We therefore reiterate that such weighty decisions pertaining to governance arrangements of the organization must only be taken with full consultations and endorsement by all member states. Mr. President, The second concern is that the group is disappointed with the current handling of human resources development and personnel at Habitat. While we acknowledge that the program has been experiencing some financial challenges in the recent past, we nevertheless don't favor some of the measures that have been or are being taken to keep the program in good financial stead. The group in particular disapproves of the retrenchment initiatives targeting personnel mainly from developing countries, as well as the lack of promotion and or sidelining in key positions at the organization. In this regard, we emphasize the need to strike balance between the North and South, especially regarding recruitment or promotion of staff to positions that influence key policy issues and decision-making at the organization. Resolving this important issue in a professional and politically acceptable manner is very important if Habitat is to effectively respond to the settlement challenges facing the developing world. The third concern regards mobilization of adequate and predictable financial resources for effective running of the program. Mr. President, we know that allocation of financial resources from the UN regular budget is hardly enough to full and effective operational and programmatic activities of the organization. That is why extra budgetary resources have continued to play a very important role. We are, however, concerned that current mobilization of financial resources from other sources other than the UN regular budget has dropped significantly in the last couple of years. We note with concern that the convening of the last session of the Governing Council of the UN Habitat was only made possible by courtesy of support from one of our own African countries. While the group appreciates the generous support of our brotherly state in that regard, we are concerned that failure by the management to mobilize financial resources from traditional partners and other stakeholders does not augur well for the future of the organization. We therefore encourage the executive director to continue reaching out to traditional partners for resource mobilization. Mr. President, finally, the group reiterates its commitment to the program and will continue to do everything possible to ensure that it fully executes its mandate. The African group also stresses that the issues it has raised here must be addressed effectively and as a matter of urgency. We shall therefore continue to follow up on the progress made in this regard and hope the executive director, following his appointment, will effectively address these concerns. Thank you.
May I take it, it is the wish of the General Assembly to conclude its consideration of sub-item E of agenda item 115. It is so decided. The General Assembly will now turn to sub-item J of agenda item 116, appointment of members and alternate members of the United Nations Staff Pension Committee. Members will recall that the Assembly decided to include this sub-item in the agenda of the current session at its 99th plenary meeting on 3rd July 2014. Members will also recall that at that same meeting, the Assembly taking into account that the Fifth Committee had concluded its work for the resume part of the session and without setting precedent, decided to consider the sub-item directly in plenary meeting. The Assembly has before it a note by the Secretary General containing document A/68/940. As indicated in that document, the Secretary General has received notification of the resignation of Mr. Gerhard Kunzel of Germany from the United Nations Staff Pension Committee, effective 16th June 2014. The Assembly will therefore be required to appoint at its current session a person to fill the vacancy for the remaining period of the term of office of Mr. Kunzel, which expires on 31st December 2016. As also indicated in that document, the Government of Germany has nominated Mr. Jörg Stossberg to fill the vacancy arising from the resignation of Mr. Kunzel. The Secretariat was informed by the Chair of the Group of the Western European and Other States that the candidature of Mr. Stossberg has been endorsed by that group. May I therefore take it that it is the wish of the Assembly to appoint Mr. Jörg Stossberg as a member of the United Nations Staff Pension Committee for a term of office beginning on 17th July 2014 and ending on 31st December 2016. It is so decided. May I take it that it is the wish of the General Assembly to conclude its consideration of sub-item J of agenda item 116. It is so decided. Before adjourning, I should like to remind members that the sixth meeting of the Ad Hoc Working Group on Revitalization of the Work of the General Assembly will begin immediately following the adjournment of this plenary meeting in this chamber. The meeting is adjourned.